not as arrogant as you, Deputy. I will always listen to other people's perspectives and other people's points of view, and I will respond to them. I don't dismiss them like you do. And I'm not as cynical as you, that you don't even bother worrying about the reply or listening to the reply anymore. Well, then you shouldn't be putting the questions. Okay? I have. You know I have spoken to the First Minister, and you know I have spoken to the Deputy First Minister, and you know what the attitude of the members of the Executive is in relation to alignment with the Republic. There have always been, unfortunately, in my view, in terms of North-South alignment, one of the barriers has been, one of the obstacles has been, there's a political dimension to it, both on travel and in respect of alignment. We're now in a position of alignment in terms of, on the island, in terms of the majority of measures that we're now taking, in terms of we being at level 5 and Northern Ireland being at their level of severe lockdown as well. So that is why we extended it to the 5th of March and not just the end of February, to maintain that alignment. There's not full alignment on travel. And there's...
Thank you, Taoiseach.
But those are the realities. You know that in your heart, you know it. But it suits you to blame the Dublin government.
Dublin government doesn't run Northern Ireland Executive.
The elected representatives in the North are responsible for their jurisdiction and the political decisions they take and the decisions they take in relation to the pandemic.
Time is up, please.
But you seem oblivious to that fact and that reality.